Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the You Got a Minute Fan Podcast is back. And I am your host, the Commish. And as always, I am joined by my cousin from another aunt, Actively Lazy. You happy with that intro? You good?
Nah, bro.
I thought that you said we family all the time. Now you don't want to be family? That's what's going on?
Nah, I feel like that wasn't sincere. That's why I'm like, I'm good.
Wow. You know my voice too well. But let's get anything you want to talk about, anything you want to get off your chest today before we get into it.
No, other than Brandon Miller gotta be the dumbest person alive, man. Stop letting these people have mics. Hey, like, even if your GOAT isn't Jordan, it's gotta be LeBron if you're that young. How you gonna say Paul George? Paul George.
He's not even number two
on his team.
Who is number two? Yeah, who is number two to Kawhi? Like, if you were doing an all-time rankings, despite Kawhi's recent injuries the last, 4 or 5 years, Kawhi is higher than Paul George.
Significantly.
I think maybe Paul George was like an honorable mention in an MVP race one time in his whole career, maybe for the Pacers. I'd have to go look and see if he even got a first-place vote. But that is rather ridiculous and makes you wonder about the previous generation. Like, why can't you just say, I really like Paul George. He inspired a lot of my game. But it's got to be he's the GOAT. He says, I actually don't think LeBron is the GOAT of basketball. My GOAT. And people get that. I think either John Washington or Lawrence Hurt, they would say, oh, my GOAT. Oh, that's his GOAT. Well, you're coming from a place where you're supposed to be given a neutral opinion when you say greatest. If you want to say favorite, just say favorite. But the greatest is supposed to be coming from a place of neutrality, not who you like, or should at least
the greatest is supposed to come from a place of greatness. Come on, man. This man don't even got a championship. Has he ever been to the finals on any team? Like,
Pacers, no. Clippers, no.
No.
Oklahoma City, no.
No.
I can know of. I know somebody can do this, but not that I'm aware. Really.
I'm not even asking you to win, but be the best player in the league at one point in your career. Minimum.
Would be helpful. It would be helpful and I don't think he's definitely never been, I don't really think he's been top five, but we can look, but I doubt he's ever been top five. And I don't think
broke it down to position. He would be top five, top 10 in his era. But all time.
It's crazy.
All time. Like, that answer, when I saw it, like, the first headline I saw, it was, I don't know. But it just leads me to what I ultimately want to say is, we got to stop giving stupid people our time. We just have to. I'm reclaiming my time from all ignorance. That's an ignorant statement. It's fucking stupid. And if we're going to talk about the submarine thing, that's fucking stupid too. I'm reclaiming my time from ignorance.
Paul has been selected for the All-NBA team 6 times his whole career.
His whole career. He's been in the league for what, like 12 years?
Yep. 6 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years.
Just for reference, I consider Ali the greatest of all time, as like my favorite as well. But truly, the actual greatest of all time, it can't be Ali, unfortunately. I don't think it's got to be Sugar Ray Robinson, but you know, it's cool.
If you go, well, you can say greatest heavyweight or whatever.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, like, come on, man. But at least both of them are great.
Always helps. Let's go to the submarine, the yellow submarine at the bottom of the ocean. I haven't like researched it or gone, you know, I haven't gone in depth, but to my knowledge, what they did.
That's a bad play on word there.
Well, I haven't canceled a podcast, as I should tell you right now, whether I've been in depth lately. But so it's at the bottom of the ocean, evidently, because they wanted to go see the ruins of the Titanic. And I'll let you get off. But, bro, they got a movie where you can get the idea. that's got to be more entertaining than going down there. And they have specials on National Geographic and stuff where you can do that, like, or the History Channel. I don't understand this saltine urge to do that.
Man, I'm paying $220,000 to stand on a boat above the Titanic while you drop an unmanned vessel down with a camera so I can look at the Titanic. I'm not paying $220,000 to get in something like that and go down into the ocean. Like, no. But here's my thing. I got accused of being insensitive and things like that. I'm not going to be a true asshole
Did
and double
somebody say
down
they
on
wanted your child to die or y'all to go down there? Did I read that right?
No, I think he was saying, like, for me to put myself in that guy's
Okay.
shoes. I'm with my son and we're going down there. And I told him for real. I
We
was like,
wouldn't be
I
going
can't.
down there.
No, that's what I said. I was like, I can't put myself in that, in my child's shoes. I'm a very literal person. My child and I would not fit into a vessel of that size. I sink in our local pool. I'm a rock in the local pool. I swim on a regular basis. I don't want to be in the ocean. Okay. I was like, let alone, I know about the pressure that comes with the depth of the ocean. I'm a nerd. I look into those things. I watch those National Geographic specials and things like that. I have a very keen interest in the creatures of the ocean because we don't know anything about it. And it's kind of fascinating to me. So I can tell you off the top of my head, there is nothing of that nature that should be going in the water that deep. Like, if they've done it, I think they've done like several, maybe even I heard somebody say up to like 25 expeditions in a vessel of that capacity. You got lucky 25 times then, because that thing is not made for that. And for people to just jump in and go down there, I just think it's negligent. And I don't have any sympathy for negligency. I don't want anybody to die because they're negligent. But if you die because you're negligent, I am not going to cry for you. Like the kid that jumped in the shark infested water. I'm not shedding tears over that. I'm not. That's not a sad story. That's not a tragedy. That's stupidity. Like, seriously, that's what it is stupidity.
I mean, now, granted, we're nickels, we're black, so we have a natural aversion to dangerous things generally that are wild. However,
spider senses.
White people shit, as we say. Like, if I put myself in the saltine shoes, which would be much smaller shoes, by the way, if anybody catches that joke. But if I put myself in saltine shoes, you would assume anybody that owns a submarine is running a business to take you down to see the Titanic would know what they were doing. I went parasailing. I didn't research the parasailing place. I just assumed since they're in Florida and they do parasailing, that they're pretty safe. Maybe that's wrong, but I wouldn't be going down to the bottom of the ocean. But maybe that's where they're coming from, you know?
No, you're crazy for even doing the parasailing. So
that was definitely
the worst part of that is every time you mention that shit, I get really upset because I'm like, this nigga had the audacity to try to clown me for apple picking with black people in an area that was secluded enough that I didn't feel threatened that I was going to be swinging from any of them trees. And the trees were not even big enough for me to actually hang from. So I was all around safe. And you out here parasailing, you about as bad as my cousin who talked shit to me and then had the nerve to go ghost hunting. Like, the things you guys do
parasailing
for white
is exotic.
Just,
like, not everybody.
No, it's not exotic. You ain't exotic. You black, bro.
But
you
I'm
black.
Just saying.
You American born. You not African. You not Jamaican.
No, but
you
only,
not Trinidadian
only basic white
or whatever.
Women. Only basic white women go apple picking. That's like their pastime. You might as well took your family to Starbucks. That's what I was getting on.
No. You was getting on. You was literally trying to make jokes about it while you thousands of feet in the air doing some shit that you know we not built for, bro. Out there jump looking like a
I was deeply
pro.
In love. That happened.
Deeply in love.
I was
deeply
blinded by love. Never happened again. Oh.
Watch Rio too many times, man. You need to start hanging with them damn kids.
let's get you some serious stuff or somewhat serious.
Oh, yeah. Get off this topic.
Yes. Beal. Bradley Beal was traded. What do you think of the trade? Let's just go there.
Collusion? What?
Like collusion? Like the general, like, manager and the agent?
General manager
father
and
son.
Father and son? Come on.
And he had a no trade clause, so it was much easier to direct. I mean, you could have said maybe he's going to do that anyway, but don't look good.
You know, I was about to say some wild shit. I had a joke just now about David Stern and Adam Silver and how he's probably rolling over in his grave. But then I was gonna throw in a Jewish swing, and I was like, we just told Sam happy birthday last week, so I'm gonna
I
save
know,
it.
right? Oh,
I'm
we
not
got a
gonna put.
Jewish
I'm not
joke
gonna tie
coming
it all
later.
together. I'm not gonna
There's a
tie it
Jewish
all
joke
together.
coming later, so hold
I'm
on
just
to
gonna
it.
say. I'm just gonna say David Stern would have not allowed that shit whatsoever. Ain't no
No, they would not.
way.
It looks horrible. I don't know why they get in the past. It looks horrible. And I guarantee you they're not black. I didn't click, but they're not black. I think I may have saw the picture or whatever. But I don't think it really, I mean, obviously, they could, if you got Kevin Durant and Booker, you're contenders. But what you're going to have is a top-heavy roster. You got three people that need the ball. If, I guess, if Bradley Beal for $50 million can turn into a spot-up shooter. I mean, in theory, his life should be easier. But he's never had to be a three. He's basically been a one most of the years in the league. And the last 3 years since the bubble, where he's, well, not just the bubble, but 2020, where he scored like 30 a game on high usage, he hasn't been that great.
Well, when his usage uptick came, he wasn't as durable either.
That's
But
true too.
there was a time when he played, he actually preferred to play more off the ball with Russell Westbrook, and that worked just fine. But again, when he was asked to do more, that usage uptick just led to some injuries, man, which is the concerning part for me. But if you on a team with Durant and Booker, you shouldn't have a usage uptick. I don't see a problem. I don't think it would be a problem with him being a spot up three shooter. They're gonna need him to play better defense, though,
And that
leading
neither one of
the
those three
West.
really defenders. That's part of the problem too.
Which again, I think a lot of defense, and that we hear people say this before, but it really is a lot to do with just effort.
Yeah,
So
I
maybe
agree.
if Frank Vogel's got some defensive prowess in him anyway, so he might come up with something. I'm not really too concerned with the idea that they don't have money to sign people, because people will join just for a ring. Like, we've seen that. And you might can find a couple guys here and there that can come in clutch and big moments to just do role-playing type things for the team and make it work. But at the end of the day, you got a roster of one guy that's trying to do whatever he can to win for his team, and then two guys that just haven't been that durable over the last 3 years. Like Durant and Beal, I mean, I hope it doesn't turn into a Kawhi and PG type thing where your two investments don't really get on the court at the same time.
Yeah, it's between the three of them. The injury history is horrible. Beal hasn't been durable at all. But let's switch to the Ja Morant suspension. It finally came down. I suppose they knew they were going to do this through the finals. Silver said he didn't want to be a distraction from the finals. 25 games. Too much, too little, just right.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's just right for now, because technically I don't really think they have any grounds to suspend them per se, other than I'm sure NBA's got something in their agreements, just like the
Conduct
NFL, where it's just
detrimental, surely.
conduct, yeah, conduct detrimental. And I would agree this could be conduct detrimental to the NBA's image, and just in general to the athlete. Like, bro, you really don't have any say on your life when you're playing in these leagues. So 25 seems right. If for some reason, I'm talking like in the next 7 years, if this man is anywhere around a firearm and videoed or taking a picture, I mean, I'm even willing to suspend him for having a lighter, allegedly, that looked like a gun. Like, bro, put the guns down. Put the guns down. Like, get away from them, man. Like, just don't be around any firearms, yo. Don't even make a firearm like image like with your finger. Don't do nothing involving projectiles, bro.
You know, the real
Nothing.
problem is going on Instagram Live. Like, you should just never do that. Why?
No, the real problem is your boy knew before you did. Like, your friend tried to protect you,
That was
and
sad.
you still out here like, bow, bow, bow. Like, yo, chill out, man. Just sit down.
I don't know what his fascination with doing it on Instagram Live is. It's just, it's dumb. It's really dumb.
Stupid.
All right, we got the bump. We had two really good bumps involving
wait, 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 wait. We're not gonna talk about the hypocrisy of the NBA though. Ja can keep his job, but Zion gotta go.
Well, I mean, Zion's keeping his job. I mean, Zion is almost like Tommy on Martin, where he claims it seems like he has a job, but he doesn't. When Zion go to work, what is this job?
He about to get traded because of his side chick, though. That's wild.
He probably was going to get traded before. I mean, it does seem like
Nah.
it came up, but he doesn't play basketball.
But it's the Embiid thing, man. Like he's it hasn't been that great early on, but when he's on the court, the dude
It's
is top.
dominant.
He's
It's
top
amazing.
seven efficiency. Got to be top seven efficiency.
But
Like
he's
it's
way out the
good,
league. Even though to
huh?
some degree, part of Embiid's problem was nutrition. That's part of, I mean, he still gets hurt. But part of it was his body's not, when you're playing at that level, you've got to maximize your body, pause, but you do. You can't be, your diet's got to be right. You can't, like, you're not going to be optimized unless you just got, like, a perfect, just a body just made to play an NBA. But when you're that size, you can't fool around. Even Charles Barkley got in shape for like 5, 6, 7 years. So you got to
Yeah.
be, you to play those many games and to have that stress, you got to be at a certain level. And for some way, and too, you got to be willing to train. They say he disappears. They say he disappears. He's never with the team. He trains on his own. Probably great if you got around those team doctors, but we'll get to him later. Team Saltine news, or not really Team Saltine news, the bump. Chase, when Chase is on his game, it's nobody really better at understanding our show. This is what he said in 2020. Team Saltine is happy to announce a deal with Brittany Matthews, aka the future Mrs. Mahomes. Her contract automatically converts to a lifetime deal upon marriage. Team Saltine additionally purchased a majority stake in Brittany Lynn Fitness, which we've never heard from since she got married. The plan is to bolster the brand of fitness companies with the mainstay Saltine brands like Rogue Fitness, Reebok, and the CrossFit Games. She is excited to be more than just arm candy of an athlete and utilize a stronger platform to grow Team Saltine. You talk about a miss from Chase.
I mean, this is on par with what Saltines do. Because they've got the resources to make bad investments and still land on their feet.
This is true. A rare miss
Yeah.
from Chase. He really thought, but that, I guess she didn't do it.
We even got white privilege in a black group. That's
I know,
terrible.
Right?
Terrible.
I went through that, and that was amazing. That's before she really started. Was it before she got the ring, or I don't know. I don't know, but she really became really annoying at some point, and it wasn't at this point where Chase was doing that. Let's get to, we got some Team Saltine news here. We had a guy on here, basically, on the big page. He says they don't play home games. New Orleans has a team, the Breakers. The local Jew media never mentions them nor the radio. After that, he says news media, not Jew media. And IB Network, not going to say who did it, said same thing.
You said what? You're not going to say who did
the
it.
The network said same thing. News media, Jew media,
nah.
Same thing.
Nah, bro. You need to say who said it, man. Don't be.
I don't know. Somebody on the brand account. I don't know.
We got too many people on this account, though. But I tell you what, if they come ask me, I'm going to tell them the truth. It won't me.
I know who said. I know who said they get what they get. I know
oh,
he
yeah.
Basically said Trump about the submarine thing. Trump said about the soldiers, he's like, it's sad, but the military soldiers know what they're getting into. He said that to, remember he said that to the mom?
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but they're not going to war with water pistols against real bullet fire. They're not that dumb. So, that main page is just, it's like the worst version. It's like if you put Twitter on Facebook, that's what it is.
Yep,
it's
really
really bad.
It's destructive. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't even know what to do with it. I'm trying to stop reading the comments, but it's hard. Sometimes I try to police it, but every time I try to police it, I get mad and end up arguing with them all day. So it doesn't work out either way. So I'm just trying to get as many eyeballs on our stuff as possible. Try to convert them to the group, try to convert them to the podcast. This guy, this is Team Saltine News, and a great wording here. Spare relationship caused awkward split. Stephen F. Austin State, not even Stephen F. Austin, Stephen F. Austin State, his assistant bowling coach, he is married, but he cheated with one of the players. He says, there's no law saying I'm going to jail for doing something like this. There's nothing in stone. I guess it's an ethics code. Like, we frown upon it, but there's no rule. There's no laws broken. Spoken like a typical man. That shouldn't be your excuse. He'd never get his wife back if that's his goal.
Is he black?
He is not. It sounded okay. Like something a black guy would say.
Yeah, I know, right? That's a throwback excuse right there. Like that
breeze. It's not against the rules.
That breeze, like my prime was around Dolomite time, man. Like in the 70s or something. Like, you know, yeah, I did it, so what? And then you kind of give him a little love tap, is what they call it, I think, back then. And you go,
wow. And like it made national news. It wouldn't have made national news if he had said that. Now it's like an assistant bowling coach. And how did assistant bowling coach pulling people? I'm confused about all of that. I understand a football coach, but assistant bowling coach, I do not understand how you pulled somebody. Morris Teen saw team news. They were busy. A law student who never played basketball enters the NBA draft. Somehow he rigged the system. He's going to win the bet, I guess, as far as I know. He's still going, but he's going to go there as like a player.
I didn't understand that.
I didn't read the full article. We can move on to, but
I was like, I'm not even, honestly, I saw the article.
I didn't understand it either. I didn't read.
Yeah, I don't even want to know the things that these people do. But you know what? I will say this. It's smarter than jumping in shark infested water or taking a submarine.
I would agree.
Not even a submarine, for taking a propane tank, and taking it down to the depths of the Titanic. It's smarter than that.
I just know it's not something I would do as far as the NBA thing is possible, but it's not something I would do. Let's get to the Zion thing. We can finish off with the Zion thing. So
You are one with words today, man. Finish off with the Zion thing. I don't want to go in depth with the Titanic.
I guess we know what's on my mind. That's Zion's problem. Finish it off. But Zion beat the Chargers. They got the Snoop Dogg.
beat
the Chargers. It's great because this girl was out of pocket. I know who it is now. Mariah Mills is the one that he was doing on the side, the porn star.
You know her government, though. So you know how much research did you do to know her government so eloquently? You didn't.
Only
you couldn't even say it last week. You couldn't say it last week. I noticed she was busy when I was sitting you up and to figure out the time. You was getting delayed and on responding.
In the words of Dan Stubblefield, when he was not Stubblefield, who was the guy that went to the Redskins and it just blew up? I think Albert he was Haynesworth. My dog, defensive tackle.
Haynesworth.
Yeah, in the words of Albert Haynesworth, I don't even like them. He was accused of being sexually harassed by a waitress. He really said on the thing, he said, I don't even like them. True words. So, no. But she's very impressive. Maybe I should, but I'm not against it. But in general, that's not where I click. If anybody can follow that. It's not school, so my students should be listening, but that's not where I click. anyway, she's going off and off. And finally, she said she's going to release a sex tape that's on his trap phone, and she has. And next thing you know, she got Elon'd.
Yo, just for the record, fellas, if you were like, yo, when the tape getting released, you're weird. And you're weird. Yeah. I don't want to see a tape of Zion, man. Like,
no.
Into the solo play for the female now, I don't want to really see another dude doing anything anymore, man. You know, it's just kind of weird. And it's even weirder because I feel like Zion, like my little cousin or something, who just made a mistake, and I don't want to see him squealing or maybe even taking a knee because that's a lot of booty, bro. And I'm pretty sure you didn't start off just tearing it up, but at some point you got there because look at how she acting. I ain't never ever seen a woman act this kind of way.
He really hurt her.
Absolutely something. Killed it. You had to put her to sleep in a coma chokehold or something. Like we weeks into this thing, man. You done got the attention you want. I thought at one point it was likes, or she wanted to be trending on Pornhub or something again. She done got everything she wanted, and she's still going for the jugular. Just give her a kid, bro. Just
I mean, you're a professional. You're a professional. You really thought this guy was going to devote his life to you? You're a professional porn star?
I just can't get over how she called me.
What athletes are married to porn stars? You might get a rock star, like a Kid Rock type that don't care. A Tommy Lee Jones kind of guy. What's his name? Not Tommy Lee Jones. Whatever he was, married to Pam Anderson. Yeah. Somebody like that. A professional athlete is not going to marry a porn star.
I just can't get over how she called that man a sex freak, bro.
Put my stuff out. I would anybody would date a porn star, I would already imagine, is one. Because you know what, you've seen this woman have sex with people, and you still date them.
But he kind of young, man. She, like, older. So, she never popped up on my radar, so I wouldn't have known one way or another until somebody pointed out she was a porn star, and I looked up her work, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have loved her, but still, I'm not trying to talk about me. I'm just saying, I'd have been insulted a lot. I would be very upset. Like, that would get a response out of me. Like, yeah, bro, you can't be a porn star and call me a sex freak.
I would definitely do some Kanye stuff when he went after Amber Rose. But she probably come back harder. Oh, but let me get this
Amber Rose. Amber Rose murdered Kanye.
Yeah, she did tear him up. See, there it is again. But before we go, Daniel LeClaire, on one page, the big page, he said, she's already got 14 sex tapes out there, blah, 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 blah. Then in the group, he said, she's already got 30 sex tapes. It was like he did research in real time. 2 hours later.
Man, look, I ain't got nothing against people that want to do their own research, man. IBM, we used to support things like that. So however you do your research, you know what I'm saying, is fine.
IBM's after dark. Yeah, but all right, folks, so we're winding up here. I just want to say, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you support. You can become an all-star, $5 a month, and support the brand. Make sure you support. Give us 5 stars. For the commish and Actively Lazy, asking you, you got a minute, fam?